Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
They're the ones who stand downstage, maybe in the background or behind the curtain, and they rarely step into the spotlight themselves. But spouses of the US president and vice president have a unique and remarkable vantage point on one of the most powerful positions in the world. Well, here to profile the men and women behind the candidates are Susie Moore, who's deputy managing editor at redstate.com, and Lindy Lee, Democratic National Finance Committee member. And you're both welcome to the programme. Lindy, before we get to the spouses, I just want to talk to you about Joe Biden appearing to call Donald Trump supporters garbage. We'll take a quick listen to what he said on a call with voters.
And just the other day, a speaker at his rally called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. Well, let me tell you something. I don't know the Puerto Rican that I know, or Puerto Rico where I'm in my home state of Delaware. They're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
That's dangerous territory, isn't it, to call Trump supporters garbage, Lindy?
Thank you so much for having me, Claire. Yeah, I've been following that whole saga carefully, and the White House issued a transcript with an apostrophe inserted after supporters, hoping to imply that he actually meant the supporters of the comedian. So this is just a very tricky situation. I know that it wasn't the story that Team Harris wanted. The same evening that she gave her resounding speech at the lip. So this is not ideal. And it's just a continuation of why the campaign has decided to not use him as a surrogate so much. He hasn't been out there as much as he would like.
Yeah, you think that he's liable now to say things like this that will land Kamala Harris in hot water?
Well, I mean, last week he used the word was, past tense verb, to describe very much alive Congresswoman Gabby Giffords. That happened in Arizona. And then he said he wanted to lock Trump up in New Hampshire. I mean, these are just not... I love President Biden. I really do. He's been so good to me, my family. I just wonder if these gaffes are helpful at this time.
Okay.
It's just not ideal. We really got to... Right now, we're in do no harm mode.
Right.
In
the last couple of days. And Susie, Joe Biden might be in a bit of hot water today. Donald Trump, though, hasn't distanced himself from the comments made by the comedian at the rally that Puerto Rico is a floating island of garbage. Why hasn't he said, I don't believe that, I don't agree with it? It's a very easy thing for him to do.
Thanks, Claire. My understanding is his campaign came out right away and distanced themselves from it.
No, but the president, the presidential nominee didn't. The campaign said it. He didn't.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I can't speak to that, honestly. I think I would have said, listen, you know, this was a comedian. This was, doesn't speak for me. This doesn't represent my view. I do think a lot has been misconstrued about it. I mean, there has been an ongoing issue with the garbage on the island, and clearly wasn't referring to the people, but I understand why people were critical of it, and I don't think that was a great move just, you know, right in front of the campaign. I think we could all agree that you want to be careful in these last closing days and not give the opposition ammunition.
Well, let's talk a little bit now about the spouses of the potential next president of the United States. So we want to talk, Lindy, first about Doug. This is the husband of Kamala Harris.
I love Doug. I know him very well.
You know him well, do you?
I know Gwen as well. Although, I don't know if you know this, but the last night of the convention was also Doug and Kamala's 10th year anniversary. And I was able to bring my Irish fiancé, actually, he's Irish-American, to this party celebrating Kamala and Doug's anniversary just minutes after her convention speech. And it was just an amazing opportunity. I met Gwen there for the first time, but I've known Doug for a very long time now, and he is truly a mensch.
So tell us a little bit about him, about his background and who he is.
He is the quintessential wife guy. He's just so supportive, and even thanked my fiance for supporting me in all my political pursuits, because it is a tough business. And he gave up his job. he was raking in $1 million plus a year to support his wife, to basically uproot his life and move from California to Washington. He has two kids from his previous marriage. And it's just incredible actually watching this blended family just love each other on the international stage. Kristen Emhoff is incredibly supportive of the campaign. She can be seen regularly.
That's his ex-wife.
Exactly. And she can be seen regularly tweeting in favor of the campaign. And she was really visible at the convention as well. And I think another cute thing is Doug's parents are always putting out these really adorable videos. They actually just last week wrote a poem on behalf of Vice President Harris's 60th birthday. So it's a whole family effort. Everyone is doing what they can.
Now, what has he been doing while she was vice president? He did pursue a small policy portfolio, didn't he, which pursued elements of his Jewish identity. Just tell us what he's been doing for this last term.
He did indeed. A huge focus of his tenure has been on anti-Semitism, especially in the wake of October 7th. So he's been a really powerful advocate, especially in terms of reassuring Jewish voters that, yeah, Kamala does care about the rise of anti-Semitism that we see across the nation, especially on college campuses. So he's been a powerful proponent in that regard. And he has been tirelessly crisscrossing the country on his wife's behalf. He just worked so incredibly hard. He did that before the campaign as well. So he's really living out his Jewish identity. But not only that, he's been doing great work in many other regards as well. I'm Asian American, and they celebrated Lunar New Year for the first time ever at the Naval Observatory, which is where they live. It was a huge moment for me because I grew up buffeted by racism and, you know, the usual, and to have that event at the vice president's residence was so validating. Mm-hmm. I was like in tears.
Well, let's talk, Susie, now about Melania Trump, because there may be a perception out there that she was a reluctant first lady. Do you agree with that? Do you think it's fair?
Yeah, I understand why people have that perception, because she generally kept a somewhat lower profile during his presidency. Now, when he initially ran for president in 2000 with the Reform Party, she was all in and very supportive of that. My understanding, and I can't claim to know Melania personally or Usha Vance, excuse me, but from what I have observed of her over the years, she kind of does keep a lower profile, and I understand again why people think that that maybe she isn't as enthusiastic. That said, when she does speak publicly, she speaks very supportively of her husband, and she makes it clear that she supports him. I think one of the things that probably she struggles with is, obviously, Donald Trump is a polarizing figure. People love him, people hate him. Very few people are indifferent to him. And I think it's hard when someone that you care about, and who's obviously a very important person in your life, is, you know, continuously run down and you know, called a Nazi and called horrible things. I think that that's hard to take. And my interpretation of her, demeanor is that she tries to kind of stay composed and stay within herself so as to not let it get to her.
Mm-hmm. Now, she did publish her memoir in recent weeks, and then she made an appearance at the weekend at the Madison Square Garden. So she seems to very carefully dip in and out of the campaign, but on her terms.
Yeah, I think so. And that's one of the things that I think people forget, because he has such a big personality. She's a pretty independent person. I mean, I don't think she's a pushover. I think she's just quieter. But yeah, she does carefully select when she will appear. And I think that kind of adds in some respects to sort of the mystery surrounding her, if you will.
And Linda, you have mentioned Gwen. Gwen Walls is the wife of the vice presidential candidate, Tim. He, of course, was thrust into the spotlight unexpectedly. But she seems to be very comfortable with public life.
She is indeed. And you see her, you know, engaging in rallies and songs with supporters just so easily, like completely seamlessly. And she's had quite experience, too. She was the first lady to have her very own office in the Minnesota governor's office. So that was extremely significant. She definitely has an agenda all of her own. She has a lot of passions, and she's a committed educator. That's part of the reason why the two of them bonded. And she famously underwent fertility. It was a very long and prolonged and torturous journey that the two of them went on. And she's been vocal about that, especially in light of the attacks that the Republican Party has launched against IVF.
And J.D. Vance, I just want to come to his wife as well, because we've mentioned her by name, Usha, but we haven't heard that much about her. Susie, she did make some remarks introducing her husband at the Republican National Convention back in July, but we haven't heard much from her since, have we?
No, she's pretty quiet. And of course, it's important to remember that she has three small children. So I suspect that that takes a lot of her attention. But she's a very accomplished woman in her own right, somebody that I can kind of respect and look up to as an attorney myself. She had a very promising and very strong legal career. She's clerked for Supreme Court justice and for appellate court justices. And J.D. Vance regularly nods to her as his inspiration and compliments her for her accomplishments as well. I think she's somebody else who doesn't necessarily seek the limelight herself, but supports her husband.
Listen, thank you both very much indeed as we enter the closing days of the US presidential campaign. Susie Moore, Deputy Managing Editor at redstate.com, and Lindy Lee, Democratic National Finance Committee member.